Matura Exam 6, Extended. Exercise 1, page 98.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. Today we're talking about phobias. And with us in the studio is psychologist Dr. Maureen Feeney. Welcome, Dr. Feeney.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, Dr. Feeney, many people suffer from phobias. Fear of the dark, of heights, of creepy crawlies. But what I'm hearing about more and more is nomophobia. What exactly is that?
Well, all the other phobias you mentioned are not just common, but have been around for a long time. But nomophobia is quite new. Would you believe it's actually the fear of being without your mobile phone? Most phobias get their names from the Greek language, but this one came from a 2008 survey about mobile phone use, and comes from the phrase no mobile phobia, nomophobia.
Are people really so afraid of being without their mobiles?
Yes. The survey found that the stress felt by these people was similar to that of getting married, starting a new job, or going to the dentist. Their worries included being in a location with no signal, running out of battery, or losing or breaking their phone. 53% of the people in the survey showed signs of this stress, and that number has actually increased in a more recent survey, with the most seriously affected group being 18 to 24-year-olds. 3 out of every 4 of them suffer from these symptoms.
Wow, I had no idea. But is nomophobia really a true phobia? I mean, it seems quite normal to worry about not being able to contact people.
That is quite normal. And of course, a mobile is the quickest and easiest way to maintain that contact. But people with the condition appear to be addicted to their phones and almost require the presence of the phone to function in the world. So when they are cut off from them in some way, they find it almost impossible to cope.
So what can you do if you suspect you are nomophobic?
Well, to start with, there are a number of things you can do to avoid being without your mobile. You could carry a spare battery or charger with you to make sure you never run out of power. Also, with pay-as-you-go phones, you should top up regularly so you don't run out of credit. And of course, you could create a backup of all your contacts in case your phone is lost or stolen. But none of these tips address the issue of nomophobia. There's really only one thing you can do to stop the problem, and that's to stop the obsession. In other words, stop depending on your mobile.